Well, Paul, many congratulations. A comfortable 3-0 home win today and back-to-back home wins. You couldn't have wished for a more routine win, I suspect.
No, after the disappointment of the Walsall game last week, you know, the boys have showed a lot of character and quality. You know, to score 8 goals in 4 or 5 days and concede none is a big testament to them.
With the manner of the victory on Tuesday night against Crawley, how mindful were you of sort of diffusing expectations coming into this?
I was worried about today, you know, because after a win like that, and a thoroughly deserved one as well, you know, winning 5-0 away from home, people can tend to get carried away. So we stressed to the boys about the reason we got that result the other night there was doing the dirty, horrible stuff right, first and foremost. And if we match teams at doing that, you know, with the players we've got, Tice up front, Harry Forrester, Kyle Bennett, Richie Wellens, Dean Furman bombing forward, we're always going to create. The pleasing thing is we've went from talking about not converting the chances we're creating. You know, we've scored 3 today, possibly could have had a few more.
And another pleasing aspect is as well, Paul, you've got on the front foot from the first whistle, haven't you? 3 in the end. I mean, arguably it could have been more. And the goals have come at important times as well.
Yeah, it was. The first half hour, I thought we were fantastic. And then we took our foot off the gas a little bit and started getting sloppy as if the game was too easy for us. And we actually got into them a little bit at half-time. You know, people, rather than doing the basic things right, we all of a sudden started to try and flick things around the corner in dangerous areas and not doing the things that got us ahead in the first place. But second half, I thought we dealt with it really well. We dealt with any pressure that they put on us. And you know, people look at their position in the league, but they've really picked up since Terry's took over. And Terry's somebody I've got a lot of time for. He deserves his chance to get the job there. And we knew it was going to be difficult because they try and play. They've got some clever players. They try and play in the right way. But we matched that today. Off the ball, defensively, as much as we're talking about the goals we've scored in the last two games, you know, defensively as a unit, I think we've been outstanding.
And the Nathan Tyson work that he put in for the third goal as well, I mean, that was eye-catching. It was kind of like the icing on the cake goal, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, his work all game. You know, it's not the best task in the world to be up front there on your own, especially up against 3 centre-halves, I know that myself. But he's worked great, his attitude. During games and at the training ground as well, you know, he's a top professional. I was delighted he got his goal, albeit a scrappy one. But you've got to gamble and get in there. And the run for Kyle's goal was outstanding.
And Paul Keegan as well. Paul, I just wanted to ask you about him. He's probably one of your unsung heroes. A bit of a Dennis Irwin character. Sir Alex Ferguson used to describe him as an 8 out of 10, didn't he, every week?
He was outstanding. He was my man of the match today. I mean, it's difficult when you've won 5-0 and 3-0 to pick individuals out, but Paul Keegan today was outstanding. He was like a man possessed at times, picking up the second balls. He even had a shot on goal at one point. it's difficult when people are asking about individuals, but I thought Paul was outstanding today. But at the minute, what we're having is a real team effort. You've seen Curtis come off the bench second half, work his socks off, contributed. Theo came on the other night there. We've got Cedric Avina on the pitch, and the squad's going to be important. You know, we eventually seen Abdul Razak today as well, and the squad's looking strong at the minute. And it's not about the team anymore, it's about the squad.
Will it just be a case of match sharpness and engaging when you can put Abdul Razak in now, Paulin?
Yeah, he's one of the players that excites his teammates, he excites the fans, because he's got unbelievable ability. But we just, next sort of few games coming weeks, we've got to be careful with him because he's not had a lot of game time. It's probably his first time on a pitch for nearly 2 months, but the kid's got real quality.
Uche Pezzo obviously not involved at all today, Paul. I mean, how close was he? How serious is that?
He was very close. He trained yesterday, and I've got to give the kid a lot of credit, because he came to me today and said he didn't quite feel right, and he didn't want to take a place in the squad off somebody else. Whereas, you know, I've played with a lot of players and managed players that would have wanted to get their appearance money, sit on the bench and try and get through it. So for a young kid, he showed a lot of maturity with that today.
And James Coppinger and Luke McCulloch, is the situation still the same with that, Paul, is it?
Yeah, there is. We're hopeful that Luke might train on Monday. He's done a good bit of work the latter end of the week, so we'll see how he reacts over the weekend. Cop's similar, but he might be to the latter end of the week.
An important month and a busy month. Crew here on Tuesday night as well, Paul. So at what point does the preparation start for that? And, you know, what is the approach?
It starts now.
Okay.
You know, we've got to... I don't just draw a line under games when we get beat. We've got to do it and move on. Yes, we'll enjoy it with a couple of glasses of red tonight. But the preparation starts now, going into Tuesday night, because they've won again today and they're on a fantastic run. So we're going to have to match if not better, the last couple of performances we've had.
And last question from me, Paul. You suggested a couple of games back that you're probably going to know a little bit, a better idea of where Doncaster are at the end of February. Do you stand by that? Because it is an important month, and in terms of fixtures, we are now at the business end of League One, I guess.
It is, and it's, look, we'll be there or thereabouts if we can keep people fit. We know that. You know, but I said after Walsall last week that you don't finish sixth in February. You know, that there's a lot of teams in and around each other, a lot of teams picking up points off each other as well. So as long as we keep going the way we're going, and we're within, if we get in the top six, fantastic. But as long as we're within touching distance of it, you know, I'll be happy.